Minister Dave here to talk to you about what is pain and overcoming it. So first, number one, let's understand pain and suffering. In Psalms 34:18, the scripture says, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." Again, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saved, such as have a contrite spirit. This means that when we feel very sad or hurt inside, like our hearts are broken, God is especially close to us. It's like the Bible is telling us that when we're really down and feeling bad, God is right there with us, ready to help us feel better. Now, number two, we're dealing with and getting on over pain. And we see that in Psalms 147:3, where it says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Now, this verse is about how God helps us heal from the things that make us feel really bad inside. It's kind of like when you get a cut and someone puts a bandage on it to help it heal. This Bible verse is saying that God does that for our hearts when they're hurt. Number three, the process of getting better. In James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, the scripture says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Now, this scripture is saying that when tough things happen to us, it's actually an opportunity to grow stronger and better. It's like when you have to deal with something really hard, but you come out of it being able to handle things even better than before. It's a reminder that going through hard stuff can actually make us stronger and more complete people. When we feel really sad or hurt, kind of like our hearts are broken into pieces, the Bible teaches us that God is super close to us during those times. It's as if God knows exactly when we need him the most and comes to stand by our side, ready to help in any way to get us through those tough times. This is a comforting thought because it means we're never truly alone when we're feeling down or going through a rough patch. Additionally, the Bible talks about how God helps us heal from our emotional pains, much like how a bandage helps heal a physical wound. When our hearts feel hurt from things that happen in our lives, God is there to mend those wounds and make us feel whole again. It's a beautiful reminder that no matter how hurt we may feel, healing is always possible with a little bit of time and faith. Finally, the Bible encourages us to see our challenges and tough times as opportunities for growth. It suggests that when we face difficulties, it's not just a random string of bad luck. Instead, these moments are chances for us to become stronger and more patient. By going through these tough times, we can learn to handle future problems. That's right, we can handle future problems better and become more complete individuals. It's a way of looking at our struggles as stepping stones to becoming better people, lacking in nothing and full of strength. Deep down inside of us, there lies a hidden world, a very much a hidden world, somewhat like a secret maze nestled within our hearts, composed of chambers that harbor all the pain and memories we often try to push away. These chambers are like secret rooms filled with memories we'd rather not revisit due to emotional hurt. Whether it be the lingering memory of being left behind, which stops our ability to connect with others, or the sharp, cold string of betrayal, making it difficult to trust anyone ever again, each chamber harbors its unique story and form of pain we've attempted to conceal. We tend to lock these chambers away because confronting the pain head-on can seem overwhelming. However, these walls not only contain our pain, but also confine us. That's right. Not only do these walls contain our pain, but they confine us. And they're limiting our capacity to love, feel joy, or forge meaningful connections. Despite the hurt, these chambers also stand as a testament to our strength and resilience, serving as a shield we've constructed to fend off further emotional harm. Acknowledging their existence is a courageous first step towards healing. The key to addressing these hidden wounds doesn't lie in denying their existence, but rather in approaching them with kindness and understanding. By bravely stepping into these chambers, facing the pain, that's right, think about it, by bravely stepping into these chambers, facing the pain, and gradually working through it, we start the healing process. This journey is undoubtedly challenging, but with each chamber we confront and unlock, we free a part of ourselves, thereby fostering a stronger and happier heart. Now let's talk about the soul, spirit, and body, and talk about recovery. What is recovery? What is deliverance? What is healing? Well, the end result is, number one, your soul is restored. Number two, your spirit is renewed. And number three, your body is healed. So it's restored, renewed, and healed. It's your soul that's restored, your spirit is renewed, and your body is healed. Let's look at number one. Number one, in Psalms 23:3, restoration of the soul, where it says, "He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Now, this verse directly speaks to the idea of the soul being restored. It emphasizes God's role in guiding and rejuvenating the spiritual aspect of a person's life, leading them towards righteousness. Now, let's look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Renewal of the spirit. And the scripture says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Now, this scripture captures the essence of spiritual renewal. It promises that those who hope in the Lord will gain new strength, suggesting a rejuvenation of spirit that allows them to transcend difficulties. Now, number three, in Jeremiah 17:14, where it's about healing. And the scripture says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." This verse directly corresponds to the theme of healing. It expresses a plea for God's healing, acknowledging that true restoration and wellness come from God. When we talk about recovery and deliverance, it's like saying your whole mind, your whole being, your whole mind, your spirit, and your body gets a fresh start. Let's think about that. When we talk about recovery and deliverance, it's like saying your whole being, your mind, your spirit, and your body gets a fresh start. You feel like you're being put back together, piece by piece. That's right, piece by piece, into a better version of yourself. Isn't that what we want? Imagine your soul, the very essence of who you are, getting a makeover. There's this beautiful verse in the Bible, Psalm 23:3, that tells us about how God takes the lead in refreshing our souls and setting us on the right path. It's like taking a deep breath of fresh air after being stuck inside for too long. God guides us to think and act in ways that are good and right, helping us to feel spiritually alive and rejuvenated. Then there's this idea of your spirit getting a boost of energy. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it gives us this vivid picture of gaining new strength, so much so that you feel like you could soar like an eagle. It's all about waiting for and trusting in God. When we do, we find ourselves able to tackle challenges with a newfound vigor, running through life without getting tired, and walking through our days without giving up. Lastly, there's the physical part of us, our bodies, that sometimes need healing. That's right, sometimes it needs healing. In Jeremiah 17:14 is like a heartfelt request to God for healing. It's an acknowledgement that when we ask for God for help, he can heal us. making us whole again. This isn't just about physical health, it's about feeling saved and praised in every part of our lives. So when we put all these pieces together, recovery and deliverance are about being restored, renewed, and healed by the power greater than ourselves. It's a process where we emerge stronger, more resilient, and more aligned with what's good and right, ready to face the world with a clear mind, a vibrant spirit, and a healthy body. Now, next, we're going to talk about a fragmented soul. Now that we've understood that, we're going to dive deeper. The definition of a fragmented soul. Imagine this. Your soul is like a mirror shining back at you, showing you who you really are, strong and complete. Now think about what happens when something really bad or scary happens, right? Especially at times when you're feeling weak or unprotected. Now it's as if this mirror, this reflection of your soul, gets a crack in it. These cracks, well, they're from those tough, hurtful experiences that leave us feeling lost and confused. It's like having skeletons hidden away in your closet. That's right. Let's talk about that again. It's like having skeletons hidden away in your closet. We might try to ignore these feelings or lock them away, pretending they're not there, but they don't just vanish. It doesn't happen that way. Instead, they stick around, affecting how we trust people, our happiness, and even how we see ourselves. But here's the good news. Even if our soul's mirror gets broken, it doesn't mean that it's gone forever. Not at all. It doesn't mean that. Think of it like a cracked mirror that can be fixed. Fixing it doesn't make the cracks disappear completely, but we can learn to understand and live with them, piecing our mirror back together. It's all about healing from those bad experiences, accepting it's okay to feel hurt, and finding ways to mend the cracks. This way we can clearly see our true selves again. Now imagine your life is a book and everything that happens to you is a chapter in it, okay? Imagine your life is a book and everything that's happened to you is a chapter in it. Some chapters might be hard to go through because they leave scars on your soul, changing how you see yourself and your place in the world. When we talk about healing or fixing our soul, it's not just about pretending those tough chapters never existed. Recovering from the trauma of a fragmented soul means recognizing those chapters, realizing they're part of your story, but not letting them be the whole story. It's about learning from them. That's right. It's about learning from them, getting stronger and writing new, hopeful chapters. You can be stronger, and that is always a goal. You don't erase your past, you build on it. This helps you become more resilient and empathetic person. So, the scars on your soul aren't just setbacks. They're reminders of your journey, showing how much you've faced and overcome. Now, let's get deeper into the chambers of our heart. When we talk about the things that weigh us down, it's like saying our hearts have secret rooms filled with the stuff we wish we could forget. These hidden spots hold on to our mistakes and regrets, making it feel like we're carrying a heavy backpack that never comes off. It's tiring and can really drag us down. A lot of people find some peace by reaching out, maybe through prayer or confession, kind of like talking to someone who's there to help. Talk to God. That's the goal. Talk to God. Now, it's like opening these locked up rooms and getting a hand with clearing out all that heavy stuff. There's this biblical principle that Jesus did something huge so that everyone could get a fresh start, free from all those past mistakes. That's redemption. It's kind of like he's offering to help carry that overwhelming backpack. Accepting this help means you can finally set it down and not let those old stories keep you from moving forward. It's not about forgetting about what happened, but about not letting it hold you back anymore. Letting in forgiveness is like throwing open the windows in those dark rooms and letting the light flood in. And this light, it's all about love and new beginnings that come with faith. It's a reminder that you're not just your past mistakes, but you're defined by love and forgiveness that's always been there for you. Fixing our souls when they're burdened by bad memories or regrets is a bit like putting together a broken puzzle. You've got to think of each piece as part of your life, your feelings and memories, and everything you've been through. Sometimes pieces don't fit right because they're damaged. But if you work on it, you can make that puzzle whole again, showing a spirit that's healed and refreshed. First, you've got to deal with the things that don't belong in your life anymore, like bad habits or negative thoughts. Recognizing these things is the first step to getting them out of your puzzle. You might need some help from others to see what's got to go. It's kind of like cleaning up a messy room before you start fixing what's broken. Then there's forgiveness. This part is really important. It's like making the edges of your puzzle pieces smooth so that they can fit back together nicely. Forgiving isn't just about other people. It's also about forgiving yourself. It doesn't mean you forget or say what happened was okay. It's about choosing not to let those memories take over your life anymore. Forgiving makes your heart lighter and makes space for happier memories. And finally, letting go is a big deal. It's about putting those puzzle pieces back where they belong. That's right, you can put them back where they belong, or maybe realizing some pieces don't fit in your puzzle at all. Letting go means understanding that some things from our past don't define us and shouldn't take up space in our lives. It's about accepting where we've been, living in the now and looking forward to what's coming. Through getting rid of what doesn't fit, forgiving and letting go, we can start to heal. Think about that again. Through getting rid of what doesn't fit, forgiving and letting go, we can start to heal. Think about that. Through getting rid of what doesn't fit, forgiving and letting go, we can start to heal. It's not easy and it might take a while, but the end result is a soul that feels whole and a spirit that's full of peace. Just like when you finish a puzzle, there's this sense of completion and calm in seeing the whole picture come together, reminding us that we're more than our past hurts and regrets. Thank you for joining me.